Is the human race far older than we thought? Did you ever wonder if Stone Age humans were smarter than we are giving them credit for? Could it have been possible there was pockets of humanity during very ancient times who were advanced and maybe even more advanced than we are today? There are those people who believe this is possible. As a matter of fact, one of the theories about UFOs is they are from the planet Earth, and this could mean the theory about ancient advanced races is true. So many things have been found from ancient sites that can't be explained, because not only were these objects of advanced nature, but the tools which would have been required to make some of them would have been very complex and not hand tools. One of the things I am thinking about were tiny springs which seem to be made out of gold, which were found in Russia. These were minuscule springs which must have been used in complex instruments, but there was a problem. The springs were found in an area of the ground which was hundreds of thousands of years old. How does one account for this, and is it proof humans did indeed create the springs? If there was only one discovery of this nature, we might be able to say it was just sort of a freak accident finding these items and they were not really as old as we thought they were. The reason it is hard to say this is there are many incidents where articles have been found in areas which could be millions of years old. When one finds something created by intelligent beings and it is hundreds of feet underground, it does make them wonder, and when they find them in lumps of coal, it's even more mysterious. All this raises more doubts about the age of humans. Have we only been here for about 200,000 years, as scientists are trying to tell us? Could pre-human races have been more advanced than we are today? Are aliens losing things on our planet, and have they been coming here for millions of years? There are so many unanswered questions. Right now, thinking about this is more of an exercise in what might have been than what is. It is obvious a lot of us would like to know the answers to these questions. Look at how many people have tried to find Atlantis, a place which just happened to be mentioned in an ancient Greek play. Some people have actually given up large portions of their life and wealth to find a place we don't even know was real. What drives people to dedicate their lives to these quests? We know one of the reasons is the hope of finding a treasure. That is not always the case, however. Some people do it to solve mystery, and even those who look for treasure sometimes invest more money in the search than the treasure could ever return to them. Take Oak Island, for example. Some famous people actually went there and looked for the treasure which was supposedly deposited hundreds of years ago and guarded with traps. Franklin Delano Roosevelt went there with a group of people. Errol Flynn invested in an investigation of Oak Island, as did John Wayne, Vincent Astor, and Admiral Richard E. Byrd. Today the Lagina brothers are looking for the treasure, and it is costing a huge amount of money, but thankfully there was a television company backing them. They have been digging for years and the treasure has still avoided them. One of the reasons psychiatrists state for people getting obsessed with treasure hunting is it gives them the reason for being. There are also other reasons. Another might be it makes people feel important. Many people feel they are insignificant in the scheme of things, but once they begin a treasure hunt, they feel people who come in contact with them might look up to them. What I am saying is it is not really about the treasure, but more about the esteem they feel is conferred upon them. I am not saying becoming rich cannot be a motive for looking for treasure, but I am saying some others have different motives. Can you imagine you are on some sort of an archaeological dig and you find an entrance of some sort? You go through that entrance and you find a room which is many hundreds of thousands of years old. In the room are devices which are more advanced than anything we have today. What an incredible discovery this would turn out to be for the world and for the person who discovered it. It might make that person the most famous person on Earth, and if not, they would certainly be one of them. There has been rumors for many years which state the United States has found advanced technology and slowly leaked it to industry in some cases, and that is why civilian technology has advanced so fast. We hear people claiming some of this technology was alien and we solved the way it worked. Maybe this is true, maybe it isn't, but could there also be ancient human technology which we have already discovered and used to advance our civilian technology? One secret which is not being kept very well is the fact there seem to be many more pyramids around the world, and some of them are far more ancient than the ones in Egypt. We know some ancient structures were created by humans, such as Stonehenge, and if one discounts the fact people like to say aliens built structures just because they don't understand how we could have done it, then that would mean humans were the builders. If we assume all of this is true, what would have happened to these humans? Some say they could have gotten so advanced they took off to the stars. There are those who claim they went underground to avoid the rest of the human race, and still others claim they are responsible for the UFOs we see, and they have underground and underwater bases all around the world. Would it be possible for them to have hidden this fact from us? While it could have been hidden from us, it probably wouldn't have been hidden from at least some of the governments of the world. Just because we see governments at loggerheads doesn't mean they don't agree on some things, and it is possible the age of the human race is being hidden from us for some unknown reasons. For many years it was felt the United States and Russia both knew where UFOs came from and were keeping it secret.